This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're coming to the game, you'll get a chance to see all of your favorite personalities and everybody involved with the radio station. It's going to be a good time down here. We're going to talk about the Dogs and some college football news, draft news as well. It's interesting, Mike. We continue to see teams make moves as far as slashing players, saving money, restructuring even some players. We are still awaiting the major moves, guys, of our Falcons as we've gotten in now to, you know, the countdown to the start of free agency, which is next week, March 12th. But really no news to report as of right now, 4 o'clock on this Thursday, man, because we have talked about Junon and, you know, D. Alford and a couple other players, but again, those aren't significant cuts that really save you any money.
No, they're not even cuts. I mean, Judon, you know, we knew he had a one-year deal, so just he wasn't going to be picked up. And we've talked about, you know, you mentioned D. Alford was really struggling at times. I mean, he was basically a meme. You know, him basically doing, like, you could have played the Benny Hill theme, trying to cover Justin Jefferson. Look, I know he's better than that, but it was tough. That secondary was brutal. We got a secondary that just doesn't tackle.
Yep.
You know, and we got a front seven that doesn't generate heat on the quarterback consistently. So this is why, you know, when we say it's so important, especially for, you know, if Terry wants to continue to be gainfully employed by the organization, you got to get this thing right. But a lot of folks and a lot of guys now picking up on, yeah, where's this information? When are we going to get this drop? Who's getting cut? Who's restructured? Although it is possible right now, these conversations, as we've seen around the league, are ongoing. They may be talking to Grady's people right now.
They could be. We could be hearing.
That's Todd France.
Absolutely. Yeah. We could be hearing something soon, one way or the other. But, again, and the ideal situation is, again, if you feel like he can still help your football team, and I do think the staff at Flowery does feel that way, then you restructure him to save money and create more cap space. If you don't, then you're moving on, and that's going to save you money as well. But there's still a cap hit connected with that. So I think the smart play is an extension, potentially for Grady, Mike, and save some money and also help your team out right now. 404-726-0929. It is our text line, guys, and we invite you to follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Got to mention this real quick before we talk about the Dogs. So Mike came in today. We're down here at State Farm. And, you know, I always tell you, we live in the forest, right? Atlanta, we live in the forest. Doesn't matter where you live, north, south, east, or west, right? We got critters, bugs, all this stuff we just deal with. Because we said we want to live here. It's a great place. And they were like, we're already here. Well, what's already here, too, are the trees. And so Mike came in today, and Mike was like, and he's whispering, I had a guy come by today. I don't know if it's a real deal or not, but, you know, I've been getting these estimates. And if you've ever had trees taken down, and we've talked about this numerous times on the show, it's not a cheap adventure. It's just not, okay? You can get one tree down. Depending on the size, they'd be like, yeah, $2,000. And you're like, what? So if you're getting multiple trees, usually they give you a discount. So Mike is like, I don't know if this deal is real. But this guy came by the house today. So I'm like, why are you whispering here? No, I mean, almost like you didn't want anybody to know that this guy was giving you this kind of deal.
Well, I mean, the first thing you got to worry about, and we talked about this yesterday, if you have not owned a house, take it from Carl and Mike. You young people out there, do not get married and do not buy a house. Okay, thank you.
Make sure Mike, they're not doing that anyway.
Yeah, whatever you
Thanks,
do.
Mike.
Just don't do it, Oren. We'll talk about Oren a little bit later in Guy Talk, because Oren is trying to get a new house for him and his lovely wife and baby, and one on the way. But, yeah, so the guy, we had agreed to meet, and, you know, there's tons of companies. I've gotten, like, five estimates,
sure.
And they've all been really crazy. And this guy, let's just say, came in considerably lower. Now, just like the federal government, how it's supposed to work, the low bid is supposed to. What's that great line from, like, Apollo 13? We're depending on this ship getting its own. It was bid on by the lowest bidder.
That's right.
But as far as, yeah, the tree guy, so we meet. I show him what I need. He's like, X amount of dollars. I'm not going to name the price.
No. Don't name the price.
But
the way you approached it today with me, you were like, I don't want anybody to know because I don't know if this deal is real.
I was waiting for somebody from, like, Dateline NBC to run over. Like,
you know, is he bonded?
We've got
right?
you.
Is Do you know who the workers are? Do you know? He said the business card says licensed and bonded. Okay. Now, I am paying cash.
Are these workers from...
I am paying cash for this deal. Cash is king. You know, when he offered the number... And I always think, you know, how did my dad always play it? You know, be cool. Don't jump to be like, you know, don't be like, okay, and, like, you know, shake his hand like a mental patient. So when he told me the number, I was like, I said to myself, I kind of looked around. I was like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I'm like, yeah, that'll work.
In a cool way.
As cool as I can be, which is difficult because you know how hyper I am. You know, being cool for me doesn't really come naturally. My cousin can do that. Tony be like, four sounds a bit rich, maybe three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Two. You know, I never processed like that. You know, but anyway, today I kept it cool, got a deal.
You believe this guy?
But we're going to, I mean, he's going to grind them too, baby.
What?
We're going to get the trees removed and grind it.
For how much?
No, I can't tell you the number.
Are you serious? Mike, this deal might not be real.
Who cares? I don't care. As long as nobody falls off a tree in my yard, I'm willing to roll the dice.
The grinding is another whole cost.
No kidding. Paying cash money, Joe.
Hey, all right, Mike, real talk, because we got to get some trees taken down in the house we might be buying. Slide that info my way when we get off the air, okay?
We'll do.
Hey, you need to wait and see what happens. Mike might be coming in here in a few weeks like, man, I'm getting the house replaced.
I mean, no, again, if these guys Paul Bunyan stuff right into my living room, it's not going to be cool, but I presume these guys know what they're doing. I did see them working on another house around the corner.
Okay.
After we had the big crazy weather came through a couple months back.
Yeah. That's usually how this happens.
Right, and he's got a big crew, and he got matching trucks with paint schemes. It's not like he's got an old U-Haul or an old Penske that's been covered over. I mean, he's got a fleet. Okay, he's got a fleet of vehicles.
Well, the guy that the last... You
know, uniformity is important to me for a business endeavor this.
It's true. The last guy, when we got our trees done, and we're going to talk dogs here in a second. Guy pulls up in an old pickup.
Right.
And so Michelle's looking out the window. She's like, how's he going to haul the trees off? Right? And I'm
right.
like, he's just showing up. He's the lead guy. He's the crew chief. So I'm trying to make excuses. Nobody else is showing up. So this guy's walking around. He's checking out the trees we've marked. And I'm like, so I go outside. I'm like, hey, you do have a crew that's coming, right? And all of a sudden, Mike, it was like Die Hard two. All these trucks started rolling up.
Yes,
right. It's like eight trucks rolling up, and now it's like, okay, I'm relieved, because to your point, when they talk about taking the trees away and all this,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole process.
And a lot of guys, it's not one stop. For you young homeowners out there, they'll chop the tree down, but you'll still have the stump.
That's right.
You got to pay another dude, a G, to come in there and get that stuff out of there.
Yeah.
So,
all right, man, I wish you luck. I'm just you don't have to be secretive about it.
Well, I just feel like I've got the deal of the century right now.
It was so funny.
We'll see what kind of jackpot this turns into next week.
I don't know if this deal is real or not. Right.
I'm pending HOA approval, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you have to get permission.
Yes.
All right, man. Let's talk some dogs.
You know, 5 years ago, just this very conversation, I would have laughed at you if you told me we'd be talking about this
you
stuff
did
on
laugh
our
at
show.
Me.
You know, Carl would tell me all this, you know, hairy homeowner stuff, and I'd be like, that's not me, man. Condo living, baby.
Correct. You did laugh at me. You were like, I pay people to do things around the condo.
Only thing I worry about is chlorine in the pool, Joe.
That's right. That's right. Where the pool chair is at.
Right.
You know, but no, man, it changes your life.
Right on.
I'm going to just talk about Mykael Williams just for a second. Guys, it was found out, and we're talking about the Georgia edge rusher, if in fact he's going to be there when we pick. And I just point this out because some of you will hear this as we continue to move forward. He was injured in the opening game.
Right.
And was really never the same the rest of the season. And because of that, I don't know if the production was where it should be. But you just heard Rusty Manziel. If you missed it, go online. It's online at Odyssey.com. when healthy, this dude does everything, and he does everything well. But I think, Mike, if you just went and turned him on this year and you said, well, he was okay, but I really didn't see him, like, throwing guys around. And he had his moments. The, you know, Texas game, he had his moments.
But there was not, like, we talked about the like the Jalen Carter type stuff. You know, where he literally picks up Jaden Daniels like a victory cigar in the SEC championship. Trayvon Walker made those kind of plays.
He did.
All over the place.
But that's because of the injury. So I
agree with that. I'll buy that.
Some people may be hesitant and go, man, I don't know. Don't get it twisted. Do not be fooled. When this guy is healthy, and Kirby can attest to this, guys, the defensive staff, everybody's like, this dude's he's a playmaker. I only say that to say this is the stuff you'll hear. Mike, if he's there come April and we have a chance to get him, they're going to say, well, you know what? I don't know. His effort off the charts. Give me effort every day, I'll take that guy, because I can teach him everything else, Mike. His effort is off the charts. So I just wanted to put that out there, because a guy just hit me up. We were talking about this with Rusty, and he was like, man, sort of like the kid from A&M.
Shamar Stewart.
Where are the sack numbers?
You're not getting that, and that's something that we've said. And you asked a question to Rusty, and I've asked you this too about the scheme and the way these guys, what these guys are asked to do. You know, I mean, that's the thing. When you go back, like N'Kobe Dean, you know, he was kind of in that robber position. They've got different codes for it, but you know, he's kind of all over the field making plays, and you get different designations. And it's also, how do you use him? How does he fit what you're doing?
Right.
You know, and how does Jeff Ulbrich and Coach Raheem Morris look? Raheem was a really good defensive coordinator with the Rams. Yes, I know he had Aaron Donald, but they still had scheme, and they were doing some great stuff. They also drafted really well. This team is poised with the right guys. If you believe all the things that Coach Ross said in Indy, you know, talking about we'll get into this in the Falcon Report, but all the guys you drafted last year, who we haven't really seen, Ruka Roro from Clemson, Braylon Trice from the UW, we're gonna see what these guys can do. But getting back to Georgia. Yeah. Do they do what we need them to do, or are they just tremendous athletes and they're never going to produce those kind of sack numbers, but they're going to be Pro Bowlers?
Correct. And I need more of that. I mean, either way, I think you just need more athleticism and playmaking on this.
As we say, the jersey you want to buy.
I would hope so. 404-726-0929. All right, we're going to come back, take a quick break. We got to talk about a cornerback that could be and should be available. And if you want to fill the void, this might work. We're talking about pieces on our Falcon football team. We'll get back to that. Guy Talk on the way as well. We're live at State Farm Arena. Jackson Bell Sports Radio 92.9, the game we were just discussing. Trades happening. It's crazy, man.
Things are going down in the NFL, just not in the A right now.
Well, no. Christian Kirk went to Texas A&M. Has been traded from the Jags to the Texans. Stephon Diggs was there. They picked him up, right? Unfortunately, he gets hurt. But this, again, gives C.J. Stroud another target. And the Jags wanted to save money, so they were going to release him anyway. So it's a 26th, Mike, 7th-round pick going to Jacksonville for Christian Kirk.
Giddy up. Now, again, he was a fantasy winner for me back in the day with the Cardinals. Remember that? When he was pretty good back in the day. But now, yeah, he's a journeyman, but he's still got something left in the tank. So good. I mean, that sounds fair and equitable, a 7th-round pick. We just mentioned, you talking about Diggs, who got hurt and was not the impact player that the Texans were expecting. So, yeah, maybe they continue to look at wide receiver in the draft. I know, now, guys, hit us up on the text line. If I could address some of the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The other needs, seventh-rounders are so disposable in the minds of a lot of the fans.
They are.
I would take somebody of a Christian Kirk's ability level to help beef up our wide receiver core if you want a little more size. The only thing I think about is just the size component. Okay. You know, just because of, you know, where we are. I mean, maybe that doesn't matter.
You mean like the size of Ray Ray and those guys?
Yeah, you know, just be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Ray Ray and Darnell. What's up, Darnell? Does a nice job, certainly. But, yeah, I mean, I would have no problem taking a 7-round pick and making that kind of a trade for us.
Me neither. And I think that's a good move. Again, I still think he's got something left in the tank. And we're going to see. But, you know, again, he's scheduled to make about $16 million. So he's in the final year of his deal. So the Texans, again, doing this, Mike, where you pick up the final year of the deal. And if he plays well, great. If he doesn't, you know, you had him for 1 year. So I don't think that hurts them one way or the other. What about corner, man? I want to ask you about DJ Reed. He was and emerged as one of the top corners with the Jets under defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. This is the only reason why I bring this up.
All right.
There is already a relationship. He's now, of course, our defensive coordinator. Both could possibly, you know, benefit from a reunion here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it's what you are probably going to have to pay him. Now,
yeah, it's going to be expensive.
4 years is what they're projecting, $56 million, probably $30 million or so guaranteed. But, Mike, when you talk about opposite A.J. Terrell, I think this would be an upgrade. And so I only mention it because this is how stuff happens, guys, in the league. It's not necessarily you're going to go after the best players. You're going to go after players you know.
Right.
Dan Quinn continues to do this. We've seen other coaches do it. Arthur Smith did it when he was here. I'm not going to be surprised if this potentially plays out this way. Now, where this money's coming from right now, I can't tell you because I still don't know what we're doing internally inside the building.
What'd you say the numbers were? What were the projections for him?
$33 million guaranteed, maybe a four-year, $56 million
deal. Again, that's why it drives people crazy. We talk about how you don't get the valuations exactly the same.
Sure.
But just Sporting News has him projected at 2 years, $30 million.
Okay.
Well, either way, that's yes, please.
I agree. That's even better.
If it's higher, I mean, that's one. By the way, I'm just looking at these numbers. Since we talked about him yesterday, Josh Sweat. 4 years, around $72 to $75 million. I would pull the trigger on that in a heartbeat. I don't know whether how they feel about that, but I mean the corner thing. Certainly, you got to get an upgrade. I know that this secondary couldn't tackle. And by the way, can he tackle? Yes, that's important because our secondary can't tackle.
No, he's good. I think again. You see, this is when a guy comes in and you go, "Man, we need corners." And Jeff looks at Raw and goes, "I got a guy. He's going to be a free agent. I know him. We've been in the building. He's good." Now, can you afford him is the question.
Right.
But there's already a relationship. And so this is how you fill potentially one void. And, Mike, if we do this in free agency, it takes something off the board that we don't have to worry about in the draft. Now I can truly spend my draft picks on interior and edge if I want to go that route, if I'm the Falcons, and then just see how the rest of the chips fall. Either way, I think this is a good fit for us.
DJ Reed's under 30. You mentioned that. One more name just while we're talking about money. We don't right now, guys, technically, they will make this move. It will happen over the weekend by Monday. Has to. At some point. But we are still now over the cap right now in our present situation. Charvarius Ward for the 49ers. He's been a nice piece. He started with the Cowboys, and then he's really coming to his own with the 49ers. They project him. He's only 28. Projected to be 3 years, $45 million. That's in that save. That's just one more year adding to what we were talking about with DJ Reed.
Yeah, look.
If the 49ers let him go.
This is where I think we have to potentially be looking. And, you know, there are reports out there now from guys like Jordan Schultz that the Falcons and the Commanders are also monitoring the Trey Hendrickson situation. as we should.
Yeah, and guys, real quick, you got time to talk about Bosa?
Let's do it.
Bosa is not staying healthy, guys. I know, maybe you like to shave your arms, and you like guys that shave your arms, and that's why you're enamored. I've been going round and round with some of these dudes. I know what Joey Bosa has been. He's not been that recently. This year, because the Chargers, I was watching on the Sunday Ticket, on the Red Zone, he still pops. And yes, he is better at 75% than most of what we got. But he's going to want big money. He's not coming in here for fish heads and rice. Bosa's going to want some big money for a guy, Carl, who started 18 games the last three seasons. I can't do it. I understand why you're intrigued. What he's been, he's a brand. Bosa is a brand.
He is.
Hendrickson is a healthier version of what Bosa does. Maybe not as sexy, but I'm with Carl. I would jump on Hendrickson in a heartbeat.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. The Bengals, they would use those picks, right? And again, this could be futures. It doesn't have to all be right this year, but they're going to use those picks to try to restock that defense, which is where they need help. And we automatically get somebody that helps us immediately and knows what they're doing. We don't have to worry about being in the draft, Mike. And God, I hope this guy comes in his double-digit sacks.
Right.
This guy's been doing it inconsistently over the last 5 years. So we'll see how this plays out. But if the Commanders are interested as well, that's DQ.
Right.
You know he's trying to – listen, he went into that Eagles game, and they left that game that day, and he was like, we got to get more pass rush. He knows the deal. So if they're going to be in contention, he's got the quarterback. They went out, right? They acquired another wide receiver for Jaden Daniels. Now this is Dan Quinn. All right, we got to go get some more pass rush. I'm not surprised the Commanders are in the mix for a potential trade to go get Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, man. And you think about what that team could look like already with Debo and it adding him to that Cliff Kingsbury offense, man, with Jaden Daniels. And there's teams right now that are – it's exciting. See, right now the Cowboys, they cleared $56 million in cap space. That's just to be able to function and have a draft class.
That's right.
You know, we played that soundbite from Jerry. It wasn't like Jerry doing his usual talking in circles. He's like, well, we're happy with the people in the building. You just made money to afford the people in the building, basically. So Falcons are sort of in that same boat. So maybe maybe our eyes are bigger than the Falcons' stomach right now as far as what we anticipate them doing. But it's hard as a fan because you haven't heard anything about, hey, the Falcons announced today they're going to restructure Chris Lindstrom or Jesse Bates or A.J. Terrell, creating $30 million in cap space. That hasn't happened.
No.
And we're waiting for it.
That's what we're waiting on. 49ers have informed Javon Hargrave. Remember him from a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was with the Eagles. Then he goes to the 49ers. That they're going to release him on the first day of the league year. He's going to be a free agent. The answer is no. Has not been productive, guys. You start talking about interior defensive line, and you go, oh, yeah, man, Hargrave. Again, 5 years ago. Not now. He's been too injured and not as productive. So this is one of those situations where, again, Mike, all these guys that are coming off of injuries,
right?
I'm not trying to do that either. I'm not trying to wait and see and pick a guy up and go, well, and we always talk about the price. I mean, again, how cheap are we talking about? Every penny counts for us because of where we are right now. If we were the Patriots and had $130 million to spend, I wouldn't care. Go spend it.
That's why I'm intrigued to see what the Raiders are going to do, with Crosby. See if they can get somebody, get another big wide receiver in there, who the quarterback is they're going to be in the mix with. We spoke yesterday. You guys heard the Steve Wyche interview. It's online. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. Steve is still of the opinion somebody's going to be like musical chairs and not going to have a quarterback at some point. The question is, how much of a craps, or it doesn't really matter, poker game do you want to play? Because we're still hoping, either way, either you keep Cousins on the roster. Carl and I are of the opinion you can't do that. It's weird. It's creepy. He's not the leader he was pretending to be. It's a bit of a distraction, you could also argue. Or do you think the team would really consider having this guy on the bench when the season starts behind Penix Jr.?
Look,
you buy that?
I don't know. I mean,
saying it to try to get traction with other teams is one thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I mean, I want to believe that this is not the plan.
Right.
I want to believe that this is not the way they're going.
No, look, and guys, I get it. I mean, I think it's got to be weird. Maybe they feel they can get through with it. But, I mean, you got a coach whose player basically said, I was fine. And then as soon as he gets in front of national media, he goes, oh, no, I was never right. Something with Valley go, I wasn't right. He's actually doing an ex-girlfriend voice, that was right there. I wasn't right, after the Saints game. No, it just, to me, that's a bit of a weird energy and a weird vibe to have in the building. But some would say it's even weirder to have a guy making $45 million just letting him walk. You keep him on the roster and hope somebody trades for him, and then you cut him?
If you don't have any other choice. If you don't have any other choice.
But then you got to make money for a real backup.
Well, yes.
But, so that's another weird angle to that.
But
right?
At least you get to the post 1 June cut date, and that saves you
money. So that's where it's at. Okay.
Over the next 2 years.
All right, that makes sense. I can live with that.
It cuts down. You get 2 years to pay this off, basically. And that's going to help you from a financial standpoint.
Right.
That, to me, is the date. When we get to past June 1 and he's still on the team and things haven't evolved, then I think, Mike, we're looking at a whole different situation.
Right.
And by the way, I'll say this right now. If he is, in fact, on the team, Dukes and Bell are requesting his first interview at camp because we want to know the truth, Kirk.
Yes.
Okay?
I want to find out. I want to hear his side of this. And does he understand why we have a problem? And most of the fans. No, by the way, there are still some fans, and maybe we live in a.
You know what they'll say to us,
right? Right.
He's not a starter. We're not making him available.
I don't know. I mean,
he's not a starter.
I'd still love to have that. Well, you know, Kirk will just get a chance to talk to him as he walks by us like we did so many times last summer.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this goes back to the audience and the Falcon fans out there. Are we now so used to being disappointed in 2025? The standards have fallen so much that people go, I don't really understand why you guys are having a problem with what he did. I mean, are we speaking like Portuguese here? It's pretty cut and dry. You made the team look worse than it always does already, you know, by the way he handled his business. That's where I'm coming from. I got to imagine somebody up there in Flower Branch feels the same way.
I think they do.
Oh, Chris, your mic is off. Hold on.
I think they do. What did he say? They're listening. Of course they are.
Now I don't know. I can't put. Sorry, wrong button. Here we go. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
We're not engineers.
Sorry, Chris. Chris has got a very strong opinion on this, and you're just not going to hear it.
Okay. 404-726-0929. But we want to hear your opinion. That's what we want. So what were you saying, Chris? Go ahead.
Okay.
Let him speak. He might not be able to throw a T-shirt, but let's let this man speak.
But I can speak, darn it. They were listening up at Flowery Branch. The Atlanta Falcons have made a move.
Oh, imagine that.
The Atlanta Falcons signed long snapper Liam McCullough to a four-year contract extension.
Man. It's the heart and soul of any football team, Carl. As a former long snapper, you know, it's like electricity. You don't think about it till it goes out.
Why are you playing with my emotions? Why are you playing?
See, it has to start somewhere.
When you said that, I was like, here we go. This is the start of the process.
They made a move.
Hey, that
Who
guy's money.
Cares?
Hey, I care. I'm a long snapper.
Come
long snapper.
On. Yeah,
never got my uniform
here.
Dirty once in high school.
4 years. Yeah, whoop-dee-doo. When's the real news coming?
This is just the tip of the iceberg, Carl.
Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Oh, boy. Pac-Man Jones making some news.
He didn't fight anybody in the airport, did he?
No, he's telling youngsters, here's how you beat a drug test in the NFL. We'll get into that. Naked woman on I-20, also known as a Thursday, and also coming up, Penny Hardaway going cap in hand to Memphis Tigers fans. So please, please, give me some money so I can keep this guy on the team.
Wow.
I'll explain.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.